Sunim Atzara, Atzara Uva Shivya, Oni Vein Vaya, Vein Vaya.
The best origin, but maybe we can incorporate it and refine it, even if it didn't come from the right source. But it goes in the right direction because it's Modani. Sing like this. Again, again. again, again. Again, keep it going.
Rabba,
Rabba Masecha, Rabba Masecha, Rabba Masecha, Rabba Masecha. Rabba Masecha. Rabba Masecha. Thank you. What are the classics?
That's Nigan.
That was a Noah's Ark clip back in the day.
That's from the leaf.
All right, what else do we have here?
That's what we're trying to get to. Mamish the leaf.
Sorry. I have a late time cats. It's going up slowly here.
Leave the kilo, the leave. Not the moch. The moch is good, but the leave is thicker.
try something here. It's A.P. Rottenberg.
Donnie, you're representing the whole Cohen family because Ari's in Miami.
What's in Miami, too? No,
his friend.
Yeah, his friend's there? He wasn't able to make it back. Big shoes to
show. No. Shlomo is changing the entire direction of Adar High School. He's turned Rabbi Shachar into a true chassid. They're like going to share and give Torah back and forth with each other. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
From Amish leading us, stepping up to the plate. Amish. And everyone else is in the dugout and you're stepping up to the plate, Amish. And Menos Chabalelos. We need that in Florida, Amish. Ishinifnas Adam Marma Misimcha. It's Mamish Kadita Yantav. I heard from her friend Shapiro this week, such a beautiful remes. Oof. He says that there's a difference between a home and a house. A house, everyone could build a nice house. You have enough money, you could build a nice house. But a home is ruchnius. Home is panemius. It's spirituality. It's something real. It's other. It's not just other when it's actually other. It's other the entire year. He says, how do you say house in Hebrew? He says, bias. From that. Bias is a house. It's very easy to build a house. But a home is a mikdash. It says, gematria of house is 412. Gematria of mikdash is 444. What's the difference between 444 and 412? 32. It's the lev. The more you have lev, change your bias into a mikdash. The whole avoda of what we're trying to do here is just keep the lev going. It's beautiful to have Shlomo. I would love to have Shlomo Katz here every Shabbos. I would love to have Simchalani here every Shabbos. I'd love to have Eitan Katz here, Rav Judah Michelle here every Shabbos. But also, we're also lev. Every one of us have a neshama. And mamash to get together on Rosh Chodesh Adar. I mean, that's the ultimate way to be able to get ready, to be able to understand that we have a tremendous, tremendous connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And sometimes we need those menorahs to come lift us up a little bit when we're in the midbar, so to speak. Taka, to take that light, you know, and continue going forward. If you look at page one, the pasuk says in Perek Chavhei Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Shbaruch Hu tells Moshe, "Vasisa menorah zov tohor, you should make the golden menorah purified. Miksha teaseh menorah yirecha v'kano giviyah kafturah v'vrachah mimenayu. All these flowers are going to come from it, but it's going to come from it. What does Rashi say? If you look inside. Perish Rashi says the Divrei Yisrael. The Majra of the Majra to Rebbe, Zuchus Yoganalino, Teyase Me'aleha. It came up from itself. Lifi Shahaya Moshe Miskasheba. The Majra says that Moshe didn't know how to build the menorah. Moshe, it was too hard for him. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? The menorah is too hard for him. Sorry. The menorah is too hard for him. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Omer lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashlech es hakikar lo'or, v'hi nasis me'aleha. It's going to come up from itself. All you have to do is just throw this, you know, throw this kikar of gold into the fire, and it'll come at it itself. Pretty unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu, just throw it in, and then the menorah will come out. So he says, in such an amazing idea on how a person has to approach that road to Hashem. Yesh lomar lo limod al atzmo yotza el lerames al klal kula yotza. Kenu b'chol davar al kasher al adam. Anything that's hard for a person, parnasa, shaduchim, refuos. Hearing of Rahman, let's learn terrible tragedies yesterday. Middle of literally 15 minutes from where we're sitting. You hear of hard things. Could go in Kikar Lechem HaParnasa, Shekasham Mizunosav, Kukias Yamsuf. Like the Gemara says in Sotim Sochem, making a Parnasa, if it's hard for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like harder for that, just like the way he split the Yad Yamsuf, it's hard for him to give everyone Parnasa. What's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, and the Eitzah Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling every Jew in 2018? The advice is, what's the advice? Ha'etza, hashlech al Hashem yehavcha v'hu yichalkalaka. Pasuk says in Tehillim, it's my wife's favorite pasuk in Tehillim. It's hanging up in our dining room. What does the pasuk mean? Throw your burdens onto Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll gather you in. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do this. You're giving me kids who are mamish, they're dry to Judaism. They don't want anything to do with Yiddishkeit. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help. Kodesh Baruch, I'm dealing with terrible, terrible tragedies here in Florida. I can't do this by myself. Hainu. Hashlech es hakikar lechem la'or p'nei melech chayim v'hi na'asis me'aleha. You do your part, Kodesh Baruch will do his part. But first you have to do your part. First you have to show up. First you have to show Kodesh Baruch that you care. Like the Gemara says in Yoma, Habal letar mesayin oso. Kodesh Baruch sees that you care, and he's going to come help you. The whole avoda of Adar, what does Adar mean? The Mori Naim says, when I have Chernobyl, this is a famous Torah. I don't know what's that many more names by heart. But Adar is Aleph Dar, right? It's Alufo Sheolam Dar. Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka is with us the entire year. But specifically Adar, it's the end. It's the end of the year. It's the end of this man. Oh! Oh! It's the end. Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka comes down
And specifically, he lowers himself specifically in the time of there's a choshech there. There's a gzeira there. Kadosh Baruch Hu's dafka there, and he turns benahapachu. He turns the choshech into or. He turns mamash the gzeira of Haman. He pur, right? The whole onion of Purim is the whole onion of Purim is was what dafka when it looked like it was choshech, it actually turned into or. But when a person is at that wall, and the wall's in front of him, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do this without you. You do your part. You say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do this. And hui chakok, he's going to gather him. That's the whole word of the menorah, says the Divrei Yisrael. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? The menorah's not going to come out by itself. First you have to throw it in. You have to do your part. And then once you realize that that the Baruch Shalom's in charge, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. This is actually a Torah that I saw in the Nisa Bracha, his son. If you go to the next page, page 2. It's a very famous Gemara, and I don't like you saying famous. Anytime a rabbi says it's very famous, I never know the Gemara, and then I feel like I'm not famous. Famous. There's a Gemara in Brachos that maybe some people know, some people don't know. Gemara says in Brachos Vav Amud Beis, it's called Kovei Amakom Tefiloso Alokei Avram Abba Ezro. Anyone who sets their tefillah in a kviyistic way, the God of Avram will be his helper. What does this mean? Even after a person davens, and sometimes he davens, but he has that good davening. Yishar or bekfias makom belibo. What does that mean? Kfias makom belibo. It's not talking about you setting up your place in shul and BRS where you daven. It's talking about when hakol makom kovel tefilas, when you made tefillah part of your lave, as we talked about before. You made it part of your heart. Lo kishar mina tefillah ki ilam behift. His spotter mean all. Not like people say, I have to daven mincha. I say this all the time. I tell my wife, I have to bench. I have to daven mincha. I have this all on me. I have this weight on me. Once I get mincha done, then I can move on with my day. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants robots. He wants someone who's robots. Okay, listen. 9 out of 10 times, you just get that mincha, and then mincha's hard. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see kol malkum hamalkum tefilaso. What is koveya? Koveya means that you're setting up the tefillah. It's not just the tefillah. It's permanent within you. It goes with you through the entire day. And he says another word on this Gemara, and the second paragraph here. Yesh L'Ram is a look at the second line. Yesh L'Ram is ki yimiyar be'aschalas tefillah shmon eser omrim Hashem sasai tiftach. We start shmon eser saying Hashem open help please help me open up my lips. Why do we? If you ever wonder why we do that, we're about to daven to Hashem. So we ask Hashem help me daven to you. We're about to just daven. It says the Yisra Bracha, Shetzarech Ladas, Ki Af HaTfilah Hi Be'ezus Chatzotor Yisparach. It says you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but before you daven, do you want to know what you have to do before you daven? You have to ask Hashem that you should be zochet to daven. Pretty incredible, no? You're about to daven. Says the Yisra Bracha, you have to make sure that you daven, that you should be zochet to daven. That the sounds of Rebbe says on the Pasuk, V'aschanan al Hashem Be'isa Yilemor. Right? And Moshe said, I daven to Hashem at that time saying. What does that mean? Be'isa Yilemor? V'aschanan al Hashem. I daven to Hashem that Be'is Hahi Lemor. That at that time I should be zochet to say. I should be zochet to daven. How many of us? We're not talking about Chesidim HaRishonim, like the Mishnah of Gemara Brachos that says you have to wait. They used to come an hour before, an hour after. 5 seconds, but right before Baruch Hu, Hashem, help me focus on daven instead of focusing on the Lakers or the draft or the news, whatever. Let me just focus for 5 seconds, for 10 minutes. I think it's such a beautiful. I think it very much connects to the beginning of what we talked about. Doing your part, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do your part, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do his part.
Are you ever like davening and you feel like, I personally have this, like, and you feel like I have nothing to say, like right now, just in my head, like I got nothing.
Yeah, it happens to me probably every day.
Yeah, so I just like, that's like usually where I put like
my. Yeah, but I'm saying like, if you're there and like, you have to do your part. Some days they're going to have like that. That's normal. It's totally normal. Pizatz and Rebbe talks all about that. Sometimes you're going to have that Shimon Ezra and you need to be like, oh, I'm on top of the world. Sometimes you just go, okay. But I think the Yisra Bracha was saying such a beautiful thing. The first word he said is that a person should, what does that mean? The kviyas, that the tefillah goes with him. It's not something he just has to pater himself, right? I think Rav Soloveitchik used to say, like, people in America say that if they go daven, then have to go down. What about I want to go daven. It's such part of a vernacular. Have to daven. I have to bench. I say it all the time. I try to catch myself. Oh no, I want to bench. I want to do my part. I want it to be like Moshe Ben, just to throw in my peckle, to do a little bit. Like if Judah talked about a little bit last week. A little bit, just do your part. Not much, do your part. And I think that's the whole vort of what Purim is all about. If you go to page 3, I gave you guys two Torahs from Reb Leibler. So first of all, you're going to do the Torahs outside. Just for time's sake, because now Chaim's here, and with Chaim and Noah, it's Chaim and Noah, we're going to get to a good place, mamish. So he says over here, Akein karu liyamim ha'ela Purim al shem ha'pur, right? The pasuk says at the end of Megillah that these days are going to be called Purim because of the lottery. And it says Reb Leibler that Dafka, because we had this gezeira, Dafka, because we had this decree, that's exactly why Purim came from. We'll go to the third line then. Three lines down by the second arrow. V'zehu al shem ha'pur, v'ha'ikar hayal etzan, masha anachnu gorala yisparach. We have to know that we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's lottery. We're His choice. We're His lot. Af b'sha she'ein lanu shum tzad al Yeshua. Looks like we have no Yeshua. V'azeh ne'emar atal tumecha gorala. Imamish looked like it was the end. It looked like it was the end. Iran was, their missiles were over Shushan. Jewish people were over. It was over. Netanyahu was all, everything was falling apart. And just then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you think things are falling apart? That's Dafka when Yeshua is going to come. Dafka when Yeshua is going to come. But you have to do your part, though. You have to show up.
That's why we do this. It's like right at the bottom, that's
what you do. Oh, very good. Right. Yizog, just when you're going down, that's exactly when you're going up. Leibler said this last time. He says, when a Jew feels far, that's exactly when you're closest. You see, you read the Sarach Leliyah, but this is the last story, and then we're going to get to the Nugunim. The whole Vort, and this is for everyone on their own level. Speak to your Orthodox rabbi or father, whatever this Gemara means. Page 4. Mechayev inish the besumi bepuraya adelo yada. Right? Every kid in high school knows this Gemara. They don't know any other Gemara, but they know this Gemara. Rebbe, what are you saying? Mechayev inish the besumi bepuraya adelo yada.
I knew it in preschool.
Yeah, exactly. Preschool. Chayev knew it in preschool. So he says, you want to know what this Gemara really means? Ki ikar hagon shel mitzvas Purim hu bechinas de lo yada. Your hour of vote on Purim is to realize that we're lo yadas.
Oh, woo!
That we're lo yadas. It's not that you have to get to a place that that Mordechai is the bad guy and Haman's the good guy. Okay, that's the simple explanation. If you want to use that as an excuse to get drunk on Purim, shkoyach. Yeah. We're not. That's not what we're looking for. Mechayev inish b'zuv b'puraya ad lo yada. Every Jew on Purim, what do you know? You're chayev in to realize that you're lo yada the rest of the year. Sometimes you need a little help to be able to get to that place. You need a little help. Keep MS koyod yes with khoa sikhis to me sat fis sadam hema ke in fs am negan sharash. Everything is lo yada. I think the word is of Parshas Truma and Adar and Purim is to be able to realize we do our part. We do our best, Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. We do our best, Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Yeah, that's what I thought of it. Mishmizochem interested to take this lesson of the Divrei Yisrael. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu threw it in the menorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of it. We throw in our tefillas. We make sure the tefillah comes with us, not something I have to do. Before we daven, we make sure to ask Hashem to be able to daven. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when it looks like he's so far, he's mamish right there, the Yeshuas could come, and he'll to realize that the whole avodah of Perm is mechayev inish besumi bepuraya ad lo yada. To be able to realize that our mamish lo yadas. When we do our part, Kadosh Baruch Hu do his part. Mishmizochem interested to good chodesh. Shabbos of Elchim Purim.
Yana Hashem Ki Ani Yabadecho Yana Hashem Ano Hashem Ki Ani Yabadecho Hayana Hashem, Hayana Hashem, Hekiyani Yabadecho, Hayana Hashem, Hayana I'm
Mi shenet nas adam Harbe Besimcha. Nishene Mechnas. Harbe Besimcha.
Good Purim, good Shabbos, good Purim, good Chodesh,
good Pesach.